My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price. He represents the Peach State's 6th Congressional District, and he is a member of the House Republican leadership, serving as chair of the Republican Policy Committee in the House of Representatives. He has also been named by House Speaker John Boehner as one of the conferees to represent the House side of the debate on the payroll tax rate extension with the Democratic Senate. To this point, though, there are no conferees on the Senate side, and so Congressman Price is among the few still in Washington hoping to resolve this impasse before Christmas. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. Good to be with you.
Well, we know that yesterday the House of Representatives effectively rejected the Senate version of this. So where do we stand right now? What have you heard, if anything, from the Senate?
Well, it's actually pretty simple, and I'm kind of confounded as to why it seems to be so difficult. The Senate has passed a bill. The House has passed a bill. There are differences in those bills, primarily in the length of time that the payroll tax holiday would be in effect, and federal unemployment benefits would be in effect, and how long payments to physicians for caring for seniors would be in effect, and the way that you solve differences in the same piece of legislation between the House and the Senate is through a conference committee, which is what the House did yesterday. We said no, we don't think the Senate bill is wise. We think it's unworkable, and appointed conferees. So the ball is in the Senate's court, in Harry Reid's court, to appoint his conferees. And why he refuses to do so or says he won't is really, I think, an abrogation of responsibility and duty.
The Senate Majority Leader, as you just mentioned, says he's not going to talk about this anymore. The President pretty much said it's up to you to finish the details on this. So how do you believe that the PR, for lack of a better term, is going here between the two sides on this?
Well, it's difficult because, you know, it's a holiday. It's Christmas time of year, and Hanukkah and the new year. And so people really aren't necessarily paying attention. They're also disgusted with what they see as a dysfunctional Washington government, but what that means is that leaders have to stand up, and so Speaker Boehner has stood up and said we're going to appoint our conferees, and the Senate has to do the same. Legislating, the business of legislating is not a solitary activity. It requires folks who disagree, even if it sincerely disagree about issues, to come together and find the common ground and move forward on behalf of the American people. Is this precisely the kind of activity that disgusts the American people that Washington can't seem to get its business done?
We're talking with Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price. And Congressman, as a member of the leadership, perhaps you can shed some light onto another subject that the Democrats have brought up. And they say that essentially the House passed its version, trusted that the Senate, since there was pretty much a deal in place, would go along with it. There would be some changes that need to be made, and the Speaker essentially allowed Mitch McConnell to broker the deal on the Senate side, and ultimately Mitch McConnell agreed to something that House Republicans didn't want to do. How much of that is accurate? How much of this is a result of a little bit of miscommunication on the GOP side?
I don't know about the miscommunication. I do know that in Washington, yes, there are Republicans and Democrats, but there's also a Senate and the House. And the rules of Congress, the things that we have followed, the processes that we have followed for over 200 years and have done pretty well in solving the challenges that we face, are that when the Senate and the House disagree, that there's a conference committee. And we've appointed our negotiators, our folks, to be on the conference committee, and it's now time for the Senate Democrats to do the same.
Obviously, you have the House Republicans who say, we've passed a bill, which you have, and the Senate could easily adopt that. The Senate says they've adopted a bill, and the House can easily ratify that. Ultimately, if there isn't a deal and folks see reduced paychecks or at least reduced take-home pay next month, how much of the blame game matters, do you think?
Well, it's just sad if, in fact, that's what happens, that the Senate, which has essentially done next to nothing all year long, you know, they still haven't passed a budget. It's been almost 1,000 days since the Senate, the Democratic Senate, has passed a budget. There are all sorts of bills. We've got over 20 bills over there in the Senate that the House has passed, job creation positive bills that the Senate refuses to take up. But that's not what the American people sent their leaders here to Washington to do. They sent us here to do our jobs and get the work done. And everybody knows that you can't get everything that anyone wants in a particular piece of legislation. But that doesn't mean that you don't try to find where the common ground is so that we can move forward.
The biggest impasse here seems to be the length of the extension of the current payroll tax rates. Republicans want a full year. Democrats want 2 months in the Senate version. As you and your colleagues have pointed out, the president initially called for a 12-month extension. So what explanation have you been given as to why the 12-month extension in your bill is unacceptable?
Well, none at all, and that's the curious thing. Both the president said that he wanted, as recently as last week, said that he was going to stay in town until we got this fixed, solved for a year. Minority Leader Pelosi said that it ought to be a year. Minority Whip Steny Hoyer said it ought to be a year. That was before the Senate passed their two-month version. So a lot of changing of stories going on around here. But the fact of the matter is that the American people don't care about any of that stuff. They want to make certain that we get our business done. And it's important to do so in a responsible way. And doing this for 2 months is absolutely irresponsible. As I've told folks, as a physician, we used to schedule surgeries out 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6 months in advance. If doctors don't know what kind of payment the Medicare is going to provide for them, they will be unable to schedule surgeries in that normal time frame, and patients will be harmed and not able to access the care that they need. So this is extremely consequential, and I would just again call on the president to stand up and get Harry Reid to do the responsible thing, to do his work, to get back to Washington and appoint conferees.
You're just referring to what's known as the doc fix, basically the reimbursement of doctors for Medicare service or services to Medicare patients. There were reports this morning that some in the senior citizen lobbying community were pushing for the Senate version. I talked to one of your colleagues yesterday on the Republican House side who said that your version is the one that has the doc fix in there and not the Senate side. What's the facts here?
The House version is a 2-year fix for seniors. The Senate version is a 2-month fix for seniors. So the question is whether or not you want this repaired for 2 months or whether you want it to repaired for 2 years. We believe that 2 years provides the kind of certainty for physicians, but also for seniors, and also for the Congress to have the necessary time to come up with the appropriate positive solution for what's called the sustainable growth rate, which is clearly unworkable and has compromised the care for seniors.
Are you prepared to stock up on microwavable dinners through the holidays here, or is there a point where you pack it in if they don't respond pretty soon?
No, we're ready, willing, and able. We'd just love to have the Senate get back to work, and as soon as Senator Reid does his job, then we'll be glad to meet with our Senate colleagues and come to a conclusion on this.
Well, I'm looking at 10 days until the tax rates go well back up to where they were a year ago for the payroll tax. So, Congressman, thank you very much for being with us. Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks, Greg. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price represents his state's 6th Congressional District. He's chairman of the Republican Policy Committee, which means he's a member of the House Republican leadership. He's also a conferee, hopefully, from the Republican perspective in the House on this impasse between the House and Senate on the payroll tax rates. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.